You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com, here with a very special episode of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. It's our annual deep off-season Ask Me Anything. So it's a slow time for Bills news, hopefully, between the end of the off-season workouts and the beginning of training camp. So we always throw together an Ask Me Anything episode where you can ask me, well, anything. So today we've got questions from Instagram, we've got questions from BuffaloRumblings.com, and we've got voicemails. All questions that aren't about the Buffalo Bills. So if that's not your cup of tea, hey, that's fine. You don't have to listen. But we're just trying to, you know, add some levity to the offseason. It's been a very, very strange few months here in the United States and Western New York. So we're just going to add some fun to our conversation this offseason. You can leave your questions for future episodes of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Bills questions, that is, by calling 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Email buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. You can always leave comments in the comments section of our show notes articles over at buffalorumblings.com as well. There are plenty of ways to get in touch with the show if you want to leave your Bills questions for future episodes, and we encourage that highly. One more programming note before we get into our conversation around the Ask Me Anything. Next week's episode will be a Facebook Live episode as we start getting ready and really gearing up for training camp. We're going live on Facebook on Monday, July 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So you can look for us over at the Buffalo Rumblings page on Facebook at 9 p.m. on Monday, July 6th for our Facebook Live version of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. So go out, get yourself a Facebook account if you don't have one, so you can participate in that event next Monday. All right, let's get to the Ask Me Anything questions. Let's head over to Instagram first, where BChap6 asks us, drums or flats? We always get good chicken wing conversation in the Ask Me Anything. I prefer drums, but I'm not picky. I eat tons of flats while we're eating chicken wings in my household. So I prefer drums, but I certainly love flats and can pick apart both of them, you know, pretty easily. Thanks for your question, BChap. Sticking with Instagram, Bruce Exclusive asks us, what's your hottest food take, Matt? And of course, my hottest food take, especially in Western New York, is that good wings don't need any dipping sauce. So I don't use ranch or blue cheese on my wings. I just go with a good sauce and then, like, you know, actually taste the sauce without covering it in, like, cheese or, you know, dairy substances. So thanks for that question, Bruce, over on Instagram. Over at BuffaloRumblings.com, I posted an Ask Me Anything thread on Monday, and we got plenty of questions out of that thread. Bulvy asks us, what's your least desirable subject to write about, and what are your favorite subjects to write about? The least desirable thing for me is news about a player getting in trouble off the field. It's a huge pain. It comes out of nowhere, usually, and it's usually extremely delicate, whether you're talking about Jake Fromm and his text messages or Ed Oliver being arrested for drunk driving. It's not a fun conversation to have. Especially this offseason, we've talked a lot about politics and COVID, which really aren't my cup of tea on BuffaloRumblings.com. I don't love having that content on the site. Sometimes it becomes so big that you have to talk about it on the site. But I mean, we're a football blog. We like talking about football. And, you know, a lot of people always say, like, you use sports to get away from the real world. And, you know, in large part, that's true. Sometimes, obviously, the real world stuff takes over and is more important. But, those are my least favorite things to write about on my Buffalo Bills blog. My favorite things to write about are really salary cap pieces. I like getting into the numbers and the nuance and the details of those. Salary cap, working out math problems is just something I enjoy doing. So thanks for those questions, Bolvi. Bills Diaspora asks us, do you ever travel for Bills away games? Now, I don't know if this is a Bills-related question, but it's more of a behind-the-scenes, behind-the-curtain type of question, so we're going to answer it today. I really like to travel to away games, but I've never done it. A lot of my friends go to one or two games per year. They've gone to Jacksonville or Tennessee or London to go watch games. And I've just never been able to do that. My wife isn't a football fan. It's more difficult for me to ask for an entire weekend to go see a Bills game or take a day off of work to go see a Bills game when you have to fly out on Saturday and come back on a Monday or something like that. So it's just really difficult. I'm not blaming her or anything like that. I really like being home. My kids are, young, so it just isn't really the time of my life where that's an option for me. So it's something I would like to do in the future, especially. I always wanted to see a game at McFadden's before the New York City Bills backers left that bar, that Bills backers bar. And so that won't happen, but I can still go see games at Bills backers bars and other places and go to games in other stadiums. So thanks for that question, Bills Diaspora, over on BuffaloRumblings.com. The next question comes from our voicemail line at
716-508-0405. Hey, it's Kyle from the Finger Lakes, New York. Just wanted to know, what happened to Nick and Nolan? Dudes were rolling, favorite podcast. What happened there? Can't believe.
Thanks for your question, Kyle. We love the Nick and Nolan show, too. That's just one of the many great podcasts that are on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network on really any podcast app that you use, or iTunes or Spotify. You can listen lots of different places. Nick and Nolan wanted different things for their off seasons. Bruce loves doing those deep dives, those really analytical pieces. Nick really likes those conversations and being able to ask interesting people interesting things. So they split their show, and Bruce gets to do what he wants and Nick gets to do what he wants. They are going to be coming together for Nick and Nolan shows during the season. And once we get sports ramping back up, we'll see them come back together for the Nick and Nolan show, where they're going to be working together. There wasn't some big, massive conspiracy to split up Nick and Nolan. In fact, I didn't go to them about that. They came to me and Anthony Marino, who's our podcast editor, about wanting to kind of do their own thing. And we, of course, love them and love what they do. So we wanted to make sure that they were happy. And so that's what we're doing now, is Nick does his own Chat with Nick Bat, and Bruce does his own The Bruce Exclusive, and they get to dive into the things they really like to discuss on their own. And then they're going to come together for some great, awesome Nick and Nolan podcasts once the season comes around. So it's a great question. Thanks for calling into our voicemail line at 716-508-0405 to ask it. Dustin Olin asks us, do you watch some WWE? I do here and there. If I do watch WWE, it's old matches. It's old classic Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, the kind of wrestling attitude era stuff that I was watching in the late 1990s, kind of when I was in that right range. So if I'm watching wrestling, it's an old match. It's, The Rock laying down a great promo or something like that. What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Asks Good Apollo. And I just wanted to apologize to everyone in the podcast-osphere here. I never really got into Monty Python. I did know that bit pretty well. Some of my friends that I hung out with in high school really loved Monty Python, so I watched some of it. And, of course, that bit made it into our, vernacular. But I just never really got into the Monty Python, and I'm sorry for that to all of you. Buffberg Adelphia asks us, what is your second favorite NFL team, assuming that the Bills are number one? Well, that's a safe assumption. The Bills are my favorite team. After that, I don't really root for teams. I'll root for players. I root for good stories. Like you see a comeback story or a guy coming out of nowhere, a guy who's put in a ton of work, finally getting credit. I've rooted for several individuals over the years. It's really easy for me to root for a guy like Peyton Manning or Tony Dungy, and rooting for them individually and collectively when they were together was always a good thing. But like, there's just different personalities that you root for. And like I said, good stories. So if a team has been struggling for forever, like the Buffalo Bills have, and then they make a playoff run and get into the Super Bowl, you want to root for them to do well because it gives you hope for your team to be able to do the same thing later. So I don't really root for another NFL team, but I root for NFL stories, NFL storylines, and NFL personalities. So it's a good question. Thanks a lot. It's in our comment section on the Ask Me Anything thread over at BuffaloRumblings.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out. Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
J2 asks, you seem like you'd be an excellent father. Can you write a book on that and sell it and then give me the proceeds? If I wrote a book on parenting and fatherhood, J2, I would use the proceeds to fund my kids' college fund. So I wouldn't be giving you the money because I'd be being a good dad. I hope that clears it up. But seriously, I think all dads are great, and being there for your kids is super awesome. And I was just teaching my son to ride his bike without the training wheels the other day, and it's just so much fun to watch his face light up when he actually does it. So being a dad is pretty cool. Thomas Hewitt asks, what's your favorite horror movie out of these choices? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Evil Dead, I Spit on Your Grave, a Serbian film, Antichrist, and Martyrs. Well, on that list, I've only seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Evil Dead needs to get into the queue at some point. It's one of those ones that have always kind of been intriguing to me. I just haven't sat down and watched it. I do like a good horror movie every now and then, especially psychological horror movies where like Saw or some of those Saw movies, or I don't know if you count The Purge as a horror movie. I tend to. So like some of those ones are really interesting to me. JMP asks us, what's your favorite upstate New York craft brewery? I'm going to talk more about Rochester because that's really where I live and work. I don't get to Buffalo a ton. I do love a lot of what's going on in Buffalo, whether you're talking about Thin Man or Big Ditch or lots of other breweries in Buffalo that I'm not going to name and I'm not going to continue to name because I'm going to leave somebody out. But over in Rochester is, like I said, where I live and work. So I get over there a lot more frequently. I think top to bottom, K2 over in Webster puts out a great variety. They made some killer imperial stouts this winter. They had a butterscotch imperial stout that was really, really good. They had a mixed nuts one that had nuts and coconut in it that was really, really nice. I do like the Genesee Brewhouse craft beers. If you haven't been up there, it's a really cool facility. When everything opens up, you can go there and taste some of their craft beers and see High Falls in Rochester, right in the middle of the city of Rochester, and have some food. Mortalis, Fifth Frame are two that come to my mind right off the bat. And so, like I said, I've focused mainly on the Rochester area just because that's where I live and work. So take that for what it's worth, I guess. Dustin Olin asks us, is Rumblings ever going to be a sports site again? Dustin was talking about some of the political coverage we've had this offseason, specifically around the Black Lives Matter protests and the COVID-19 whatever situation, pandemic, however you want to refer to it. Yes, we will be a sports site again once sports start. And actually, we've had a ton of Bills and Bills-related content over this offseason, more than any other outlet out there. So if you're looking for Bills content, we've got more Bills content than anybody else. If you're looking for non-sports content, I'm sure there's better places to get it than Buffalo Rumblings. But we have been covering some of that stuff as it becomes Bills adjacent. Thanks for your question there. Chuck Wagon asks us, what's your favorite non-Bills-related Twitter account? Rex Chapman is such a great account. And it's so surprising because sometimes it'll be like this tear-jerking video of, you know, a super sweet moment. And sometimes it'll be a lady that can't understand that her gas tank door is on the other side of her car and she keeps just pulling in the wrong way over and over and over again. It's dogs just being awesome. So if you don't follow Rex Chapman on Twitter, it's definitely one of my go-to Twitter feeds to, you know, feel something in a day, whether it's, you know, sad, happy, whatever it happens to be that day. Race Rex asks, do you brew your own beer? I do not. That is not something I've ever really been interested in. When I can go out and get great beer for a cheaper price than I could brew it myself, it's just not been something I'm interested in. I have friends that brew their own beer. I have friends that make their own cider. It hasn't really been something that has tickled my fancy yet. Maybe someday when I retire in, you know, 20 years or whatever, I'll be able to invest in that or make that my primary hobby other than Buffalo Rumblings. So right now, my primary hobby outside of my real job is Buffalo Rumblings. And so I just don't have the time, nor the money, nor the effort to put into home brewing. Thank you for that question. JJ24 asks, how many fingers am I holding up? I don't know. Oh, JJ answered in the comments at BuffaloRumblings.com. He said it was 3. So there's your answer. And James asks, which is a better way to die, being burnt alive after a Bills Super Bowl win or a heart attack while having the night of your life with 3 supermodels after another Patriots Super Bowl victory? Well, I'm married, and James, so I'm not going to be doing anything with 3 supermodels anytime soon. So I'll go being burnt alive after a Bills Super Bowl win, I guess. That's a really weird question, and I don't want to die, and I certainly don't want to be burned alive. Back over to Instagram for one more question. Anthony Marino asks, what's your favorite Marvel pick? I've always been a Captain America guy, Anthony. Going back to the early 1990s, there's a really bad movie that came out, and I don't remember when it came out. I haven't watched it in years, but there was a really bad Captain America movie that was available for rent at probably Tops. It may have been Video Factory across the street in Batavia there. But I couldn't even tell you who was in it, but Captain America saves this little boy and then he's frozen in ice. And then he comes back, you know, the whole story with the Red Skull and everything. But the little boy he saved becomes president of the United States. And I loved that movie when I was like 7 or whatever. I don't remember when it came out or how old I was, but that's just, I've always been a Captain America mark. He's my favorite. And so, I mean, First Avenger was really, really well done, I thought. I really liked Winter Soldier. And, of course, Civil War is a very good movie. So all 3 of those Captain America movies and any of the ones that heavily involve Captain America are near and dear to my heart. So I'm going to go with Winter Soldier right now if I have to pick one, just because I thought it was just really well done and moved the story along really well. Thanks for your question over on Instagram, Anthony. Our last question comes from Good Apollo, who asks us, why is the Bronx the only New York City borough with the word the to preface it? Nobody's from the Brooklyn. Nobody's from the Staten Island. Is it only because I'm from Bronx doesn't sound right without it? Does it not sound right only because we've always referred to it as the? Well, Good Apollo was trying to make a joke, but I actually looked up the answer to this, and it's because the Bronx is named after the Bronx River, which was right next to the where the Bronx is now, and both of them were named after a dude with the last name of Bronx, but it was spelled B-R-O-N-C-K. So it's because it was named after the river, the Bronx River. You don't say Bronx River. You don't say, I'm going to go for a dip in, I don't know, Hudson River. It's the Hudson River. So because it's named after the river and not the other way around, that's why it's named the Bronx. And the other boroughs don't have the as a preface. So there's apparently your history lesson for today on Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. As always, you can leave your questions for next week's episode. We'll be doing Facebook Live, but we always will take a couple questions from outside of Facebook Live, especially if the questions are slow coming on that video chat. So get your questions in for this week's episode, for next week's episode, and moving into training camp by using the voicemail line at 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at RumblingsQ&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. You can email us, buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Facebook messages, Instagram messages. There are tons of ways to get in touch with the show. Leave your comments over at the comments section at buffalorumblings.com in our show notes articles. And right now you can go check out our Ask Me Anything article. There's a bunch of other questions in there that I've already answered that were Bills related that aren't included in the podcast this week, but will be included in future podcasts coming up over the rest of this off season. So make sure you go over there and check those out if you're interested in hearing my answers for those. There's also some questions that I didn't answer, and I explain why over in the comments section there, so you can go check that out over at buffalorumblings.com. Thanks for listening, and go Bills.